This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Seven people were killed and 10 were injured in a synagogue shooting attack on the outskirts of Jerusalem on Friday, according to Israel's foreign ministry. Israel's ambulance service put the death toll at 5 and said another 5 people were wounded and transported to hospitals, including a 70-year-old woman. Israeli police described it as a terror attack and said it took place in a synagogue in Nev Yaakov, considered by Israelis as a neighborhood within Jerusalem, while Palestinians and most of the international community consider it occupied land illegally annexed after the 1967 Middle East War. The incident comes a day after the deadliest raid in the West Bank in years. Israeli jets struck Gaza overnight on Friday in retaliation for 2 rockets fired by Palestinian militants, further escalating tensions after one of the worst days of violence in the occupied West Bank in years. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Israel raided a refugee camp in Jenin on Thursday, killing at least 9 Palestinians, gunmen, and at least 2 civilians, including an elderly woman. It was the highest death toll on a single day in the West Bank for years. Another man died in a separate incident in Al-Ram outside Jerusalem, bringing the Palestinian death toll so far this year to at least 30, just days before US Secretary of State Antony Blinken is due to visit Israel and the West Bank.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. New Russian shelling has killed at least 10 Ukrainian civilians and wounded 20 others in a day, according to the office of Ukraine's president. A day earlier, missiles and self-propelled drones that Russian forces fired had hit deeper into Ukrainian territory, killing at least 11 people. The bombardments followed announcements by the United States and Germany of plans to ship tanks to help Ukraine defend itself. VOA News. A global chemical weapons watchdog has blamed Syria's Air Force for a deadly chlorine attack. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
A probe by the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons has established their reasonable grounds to believe Syria's Air Force had dropped 2 cylinders containing chlorine gas on the Syrian city of Douma in April 2018, killing 43 people. The watchdog's report offers the latest confirmation. The regime of Syrian President Bashar Assad used chemical weapons during his country's grinding civil war. Syria had joined the OPCW in 2013 under pressure from the international community after being blamed for another deadly chemical weapon attack. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. city of Memphis in the southern state of Tennessee braces for the release of the Tyree Nichols police video later today. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
We want peace.
Rodney Wells, the stepfather of Tyree Nichols.
We do not want any type of uproar. We do not want any type of disturbance. We want peaceful protests.
Ben Crump is the family's attorney.
As much as those 5 officers killed Tyree Nichols, it was the police culture in America that killed Tyree Nichols.
Nichols, who was 29, died 3 days after a January 7th confrontation with the officers during a traffic stop and was very close to home. I'm Shelley Adler.
U.S.-based aircraft manufacturer Boeing pleaded not guilty on Thursday to charges that it misled regulators about 2 crashes of its 737 MAX planes. Boeing was accused of hiding design flaws that caused the plane crashes in 2018 and 2019. The judge will decide whether to appoint a special monitor to examine safety issues at Boeing. Family members of the passengers who died in the crashes have asked that a previous settlement between Boeing and the Justice Department be thrown out. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration on Friday proposed revisions to its guidelines to make it easier for gay and bisexual men to donate blood, eliminating a 3-month abstinence period before donations. The restrictions were implemented years ago to prevent the spread of HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. Hundreds of Malaysians gathered Friday in Kuala Lumpur in a series of protests against the desecrations of the Quran by far-right politicians in Sweden and the Netherlands. They were demanding action over the acts. Comic book and superhero fans, many dressed in their favorite character costumes, packed the Comic Expo in Taipei as the Taipei International Comics and Animation Festival opens on Friday. It's expected to draw hundreds of thousands of visitors. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.